that, though, let's speak to Tony Clark. He was the Labour MP for Northampton South. He was there during the time of the Iraq invasion, and he voted against the war. Good afternoon, Tony. Good evening.
Hello, Rob.
So, what we've heard today, then, what's your reaction to the fact that the report won't be published until next summer?
Well, it weakens our democracy, doesn't it? Because it's bad enough that we can be in a position where a government can mislead us and take us into what I and many people consider to be an illegal war. But when you set up an inquiry into that, that's the public's way of saying, well, OK, if government gets things wrong, at least somebody's going to look and find out. Well, you know, it's 10 years since troops were withdrawn from Iraq. And here we are. I think most people now see Chilcot as an irrelevance. Sir John Chilcot promised the families of soldiers and armed forces serving who lost their lives, he promised their families that he would put them at the forefront of his inquiry. He hasn't done that. It's now going to be another year. And, you know, for me, I worry about not just the delay, I worry about the damage it does to a democracy in this country, which has already been weakened, and now people will lose more trust in their ability to get to the truth.
Tony, give us some kind of insight into this then, because obviously we didn't get to kind of know some of the things that you were being told at the time. What kind of pressure was being put on MPs to try and agree with that, to make sure that they could invade?
It was massive pressure. If you remember, there was poor people like David Kelly who committed suicide, or did he, and lost his life. We had Hans Blix looking at these weapons of mass destruction. And what Hans Blix said recently, he said that, you know, both the US and the UK governments replaced the question marks after these weapons of mass destructions with exclamation marks, because they told Parliament and they told the US Congress and they told politicians on both sides of the Atlantic that these weapons were there and that we had to go to war to remove them. Now, it's so important because if you look at all of today's news stories, you look at the complete unrest across the Middle East, you look at the fact that we've got millions of people fleeing from war, fleeing from conflict, you look at the fact that we've got still ISIS growing in strength on the back of some of that conflict in and around Iraq at the time, then you can see that, you know, Tony Blair and George Bush and the comments they made at the time to Parliament trying to get us to go into war have had a huge effect on people's lives, millions and millions of people's lives then and now.
Tony, you know, when you say that you were put under pressure by that, how did that kind of manifest itself? What kind of things happened? What made you feel that you were pressured?
Oh, well, it probably ended my parliamentary career in two ways. I think, you know, first as somebody that was seen as a rebel because I wouldn't support their illegal war, it meant that I was not going to climb up that slippery pole to be a junior minister or to reach office in the House of Commons.
But career-wise, Tony, do you regret any of it?
No, not at all. You know, you've got one thing in this life, and that's your principles, and you stick to them. But I think, you know, beyond that, I think, you know, if you look at 2005, I probably lost the election because it was there was a swing in fortune. But, you know, part of that was the fact that people didn't trust Tony Blair in 2005. He scraped home, but many of us lost our seats. But that's immaterial. What is, you know, absolutely imperative here is that, you know, there are estimates that over a million people died, most of them civilians, not just in Iraq, but in and around Iraq, because the British government, because George Bush and Tony Blair got together and said, we are going to war in Iraq, irrespective of the evidence. And if we can't get evidence of weapons of mass destruction, we'll make it up. We'll construct it.
Tony,
we'll get Parliament to agree to our illegal war.
In a word, are you expecting anything new to come from this report?
No. The public's made its mind up. And I think in a period where we've got WikiLeaks, at a period where most of the evidence is already out there, I think that when it is finally published, people will say, well, tell us something we don't know. And I think that's the damaging bit now, that it's not just, you know, it's bad enough that we've taken people's lives unnecessarily. It's even worse when democracy, something, you know, without which society breaks down, has been weakened because of this.
That was more than a word, but I'll let you off, Tony. Thank you very much. Cheers. That's Tony Clark, Labour, who was Labour MP for Northampton South at the time of the Iraq invasion. Let's